RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Around the world, we have lots of eye problems, some very simple, some very complicated. But what we don't have is enough dedicated volunteers who can do as much to help people and vision disabilities as eye doctors do. So I'm so honored to have a friend of mine who's a high school senior, Sabrina Luther, who's working this summer with a great organization she'll tell you a little bit about, and maybe working on a way to screen people more efficiently so we can detect who needs glasses and how can we get them for free. So, Sabrina, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And tell us a little bit about who you are and how can a kid who's a high school senior be interested in this?
So I'm a rising senior at a private school in Delaware, as you said, and I'm really interested in the sciences. And, of course, I hope to potentially study ophthalmology and become a physician. And one of the main reasons that I'm interested in working with the eyes is that I have Duane syndrome. So from a young age, the eyes have been a large focus of my health care, and the eyes are one of the most important senses. So for me, what they do and the function they serve us is always been of great interest to me.
And you probably have also worked with kids and very sensitive to other people's needs.
Yes, I've done a lot of volunteer work with visually impaired children and with doing screening for children.
So how did you connect or pick Vision to Learn as an organization to work with this summer?
So I was doing some volunteer work with BlindSight Delaware, and one of my supervisors there told me about Vision to Learn and how they take the fundamental idea that every child deserves an education and make it more of a reality. So through Vision to Learn, I learned that a lot of children are diagnosed with learning disabilities when in reality they just have trouble seeing the board or the paper in front of them because things come across as blurry to them. So through the organization, I learned that they can help correct these issues by providing children free glasses, and it can really change their academic life and also their life in general by being able to see things so much more clearly.
I know you're going to be doing a good bit of screening besides the organizational work, and I have taught school nurses about screening techniques, and almost uniformly, they tell me the frustration of getting the information from the child to the parent, to getting the doctor, to getting the examination and the glasses, and then coming in with the glasses, and the yield is about 20%. Mm-hmm. And part of that is accessibility to care, and the other is cost. And mm-hmm. How does Vision to Learn help with those two?
So the way Vision to Learn can help with that tracking issue between the children, the nurse, and the parent is that we'd make multiple visits to that school. We go in on the first day, and we just do the screening. And the children who fail the screening are then given a consent and a letter to their parent explaining exactly what Vision to Learn can do for their child. And then we physically track that consent form to make sure that we have a high yield of them returning to the school. And then we return to the school on multiple more occasions to do the more extensive eye screening and to eventually fit them with the glasses. And for the children who might have more severe visual impairments, we give them a list of referrals to doctors who accept Medicaid and can help provide them with the service that they need. And it's not just kids with Medicaid that can receive the service. It's any child who needs the service can receive it because we have such amazing sponsors and donors.
The program started in LA, and after 3 years of data collected by UCLA, they have corroborated what you would expect, that the standardized testing goes up in these individuals so that they were, in fact, inhibited from the complete education and perhaps even were behavior problems because they couldn't see, and what in one fell swoop can be done to help people benefit in schools and early childhood education.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is interesting is the fact that it's so accessible that the organization contacted the schools and that everybody in the whole Delaware community, from the governor to the senators to the superintendents to the nursing association, understood intuitively how beneficial it is and how that's been corroborated in every single instance. And the only problem is, can we do enough for enough people? And fortunately, each state determines Medicaid acceptability for eye exams of children and glasses, but that our particular governor, Governor Markell, was especially gracious, and that's helped to sustain this so it can last throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
So volunteering is obviously part of your blood, isn't it, Sabrina?
Yes, it is.
And so, as being a physician, you're doing this out of a sense of generosity and devotion and compassion. And
yeah.
Many people do go to medical school for that, but unfortunately, when they come out of the tube, they get forced for one reason or another into having to be efficient, to be less emotional, to be less interested in expanding the paradigm. But the fact that you've had these sentinel experiences at a very important development time in your life gives you such a head and shoulders advantage. And certainly is going to make you be an excellent physician.
Thank you.
Let's say you go to college in a college town,
mm-hmm.
would you want to see the Vision to Learn comes to that town?
Absolutely. I think that Vision to Learn, right now our focus is on kindergarten age children, but I would absolutely love to see Vision to Learn come to that town because Vision to Learn has the ability to help pretty much everyone in the community. I mean, everyone has a need to have excellent vision. It's used in every single facet of life, and Vision to Learn could improve any town it comes to, any state it comes to. So to see an organization that I worked so personally with come to the town that is now my community would truly be amazing.
Let's say you go to a school that's large enough that has a education department. This is the kind of idea you can drop on them and on the dean and as well as the administration and give them connections to Delaware and to LA and to Vision to Learn, and that all of a sudden you're just the conduit for another successful venture somewhere else, wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you thought about that, but that's obviously easy to do because it's not like working uphill. It's actually
Absolutely. Working
downhill.
Absolutely.
So what kind of college would you like to go to? Have you made any thoughts about that?
I have not made too many concrete thoughts, but I'm looking at a college that has a community that's obviously very focused on academics, but also really champions great community service and great volunteer work, and a community in which everyone is encouraged to collaborate to achieve a common goal, such as helping children or just helping the community at large in general. So I'm really looking for a tight-knit community and a college where I'll really be encouraged to push myself.
Well, sometime I'll have a conversation to you about where I attended. And
Absolutely.
My daughter-in-law almost missed her thesis play. She was a theater major because she wouldn't give up her commitment to teach the children on that same particular afternoon.
That's wonderful.
She is now a off-Broadway actress. She's written 3 plays and works for the UN. So
wow.
Obviously that kind of commitment carries through to your entire life, and you're one of those people that can make it happen. So I appreciate your being with us today and just sharing the energy in which you talk about the Vision to Learn in terms of giving to others, because that basically is the real currency of human health and development. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Oz on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Think about what you can do in your community, whether it's for Oz or someone else, because you get as much as you give. See well, and of course, stay well.